well. He's got a new album out. Pete Murray, hello, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, very well, mate. How do you pronounce Camacho? Is that it?
Camacho.
Cool.
Yeah.
What's it mean?
It's a slang word meaning the act of cool.
Oh, okay.
I struck a chord with me, and it was funny when I was recording the album then, you know, I thought it was a cool word for starters.
Yeah.
Because I had a bar restaurant here in Byron, I was looking for a name set, and I had all this old Spanish magazine I was looking through for a bit of inspiration for the bar, and I saw this old place called Cafe Camacho. I thought, well, a cool name. What does that mean?
That is a great name.
Yeah, so the act is cool, so that's great. And so every time I was in the studio trying to put something down, then the whole album just had to sound cool, so that became the theme of the album, I guess.
Excellent. Now, tell us a bit about the bar in Byron. I mean, beautiful place to have a bar. I mean, you know, that is the life, isn't it?
Yeah. So we sold it a while ago, but I had it for a couple of years.
Yeah.
It was great. You know, I mean, obviously I didn't work there, so it was kind of good because you just go in and the guys would just look after you. So I loved it because you'd get meals and you'd do whatever you want and have a drink and people. Yeah, it was great. So I'd take my friends out and family and all the time. So it was really good for that.
Okay, cool.
Loved it. I wouldn't work in one. That's too much work.
They do work very, very hard, don't they? In bars and cafes, my God.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Might be worthwhile thinking about sometime in the future, mate. You buy another one when you feel like you need to go and shout the family and friends.
When I want to get spoiled again. Yeah, exactly.
That's right. Yeah. Now, you start your tour tonight in Lismore, is that right?
That's right. Yeah, tonight. So pretty excited about that, kicking it off. We're looking forward to it. I've just been rehearsing with the band for the last couple of weeks. So, it's going to be awesome, mate. The band is on fire, some of the best players in the country, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, excellent. 33-date national tour, and you've got Ben Wright-Smith with you as well on the full for the full tour.
Yeah, I've heard about Ben through my management. He sent me his link and thought that he might be a good fit for this tour. So it's really important for me whenever I pick a support act that, you know, I feel like my fans they need to like their music, and I think he's going to be a great fit. I think people are going to really, enjoy what he's doing.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. Now, you're coming down to the Southwest in WA. You're going to be at the Dunsborough Tavern September 3rd. Are you going to have any time for surfing while you're here, mate?
No. This run is pretty full on, mate. Yeah, I would love to. But, it's pretty much, I'm under the pump the whole time. So.
Yeah, I can understand that. There's some pretty good surf down Margs at the moment, though, around Yelling Up, as you could well imagine this time of the year.
Yeah, well, I had a surf down there probably a few years ago now, actually, when I was down, it was great. Well, it's a bit chilly for me.
Wetsuits are for, mate.
Yeah. I don't believe it, though.
You know what? You've been in Byron Bay far too long. That's what the problem is.
I know.
Pete Murray, it'd be great to have you back in the Southwest, mate, and the new album, Camacho, and you're playing the Dunsborough Tavern, as I said, September 3rd. I'll be getting your tickets ASAP because it will sell out. Take it easy, mate. Enjoy the tour.
Thanks very much, mate. Good talking to you again.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin.
From the inside cover, over at the West Australian, it's Ben O'Shea.
Oh, yes, it is. Very good morning, old mate. How are you?
Good morning, Blackers. How are you?
Yeah, good. What's the news?
Well, I hope you're doing better than John Quigley, WA's Attorney General. He went under the knife yesterday at Hollywood Hospital. Total knee replacement, which is pretty serious operation.
Yeah.
I spoke to him yesterday while he was actually in the hospital before the surgery.
Yeah.
He said that he had to get it done because his knee was buggered from all the door knocking he did to hold on to the seat of butler in the state election this year. But the best bit was I also found out that one of the head nurses there at Hollywood is none other than the Liberal candidate who he ran against for the seat of butler, Linda Aitken. And I think he was a little bit worried that when the anaesthetist told him to count backwards from 10, she would sort of pop her head around the corner holding a big bone saw and say, oh, you've got nothing to worry about.
Yes, and he's going to wake up with a hip where his knee should be.
Exactly.
I tell you what, if he does happen to wake up with hair plugs, I'm not going to be funny, you know, really. I mean, you know.
And Deb Spoons Perry, you know.
Oh, yes, Deb Spoons Perry, yes.
Spoon playing grandma, what a legend she is. She used to live in Bridgetown, but she called Augusta home now.
Yep.
Well, I think she got her claim to fame was appearing on Australia's Got Talent back in 2008, a few years ago now, and she's popped up every now and then.
Yeah, she did since. Lonely Boy or something, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, she went viral with that.
I know, it was great. I loved it.
Well, because of that Lonely Boy video, with her playing the spoons along to the Black Keys song, that she was invited over to appear on Ellen DeGeneres' new show, which is called A Little Big Shot. There's a version that's going to be on an Australian TV in a little while.
Yeah.
But this American version was focused on people in their golden years and what sort of talents they had. And so she appeared on that show last week. 6 million people tuned in to watch it.
Wow.
That's the big time.
Yeah, that is the big time. 6 million viewers. Wow, Deb Spoons Perry, what a legend.
Oh, do tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
Good morning, Polly. How are you?
Morning. I'm great. Good. Very great indeed. Now, this comedian is taking on some new wings.
Tell me this gets funny soon. Lose this number. Never call me again.
John Oliver. He is set to voice Zazu, the red-billed bird, in the live-action film adaptation of The Lion King.
Right.
Meanwhile, Beyonce is tipped to play Nala. That film is slated for 2019.
Rightio.
July, so we look forward to that.
All right. And well, it's probably about 10 years closer than Top Gun 2.
Mm. But this is the live action of the Lion King.
I know, it's based on a true story.
No, okay, a bit too much. Okay, your favourite English hairdresser from this British sitcom is calling it quits.
Here, Gino, show Mammy our balls. They're huge, Mammy.
What?
The Christmas balls, you boss.
They're baubles, Rory. They're called baubles.
Whatever. Show Mammy.
After almost 2 years with Mrs. Brown's Company, actor Rory Cowan is reportedly unhappy and leaving the show. And
why is that? Why is he unhappy?
Do we
actually delve into it any deeper and
find
out why?
No, delving? No, there's just nothing more to say.
Why no delving?
There's just nothing more to say.
He's just unhappy.
People haven't told us.
Is it a private life thing? Or is it, he's just not
getting
on with Mrs.
Brown? I know it's surprising, but I actually don't know Rory very well at all. So I cannot reveal that. I know. It's a surprise and a shock to all of us. And Kit Harington's never-before-seen audition tape for Game of Thrones has made it into the public arena.
Kit Harington auditioning for Cersei Lannister.
Cersei? You mean Cersei?
Yeah. When you play the Game of Thrones, you win or you die. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to have sex with my brother.
Cut. Thank you.
No, wait a minute. I have one more. You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Okay, it was good. Don't forget, season 7 will be available for you to watch next Monday, middle of next Monday.
The 17th. Yep, I've already got it locked in on Foxtel.
Have you got one of those advent calendars made up?
Did you see there on Foxtel last week, and they were sort of replaying it, the top 20 Game of Thrones best moments, and I've got all the actors as themselves introducing stuff and all. It's really good.
Is it?
Yes. Chase it down.
Hunt it down.
That sounds cool. Do you know what number one was, Blackies? Do you know? Put you on the spot.
Yeah, no, I forget.
All 20 would have been great.
The Red Wedding was like number two, I think. No, the number one was when I think Jon Snow actually got what's-his-face, Mr. Cranky Features, punched the living hell out of him in the courtyard of his before he fed him to the dogs.
I
think that was it, yeah.
Yeah,
fantastic.
I didn't know you had a role on Game of Thrones.
Oh, good call.
Sorry.
Twice in 2 days.
A bald crack yesterday, cranky crack today. Yeah. It's been nice knowing
you. I really should get out.
Love your work.
Yeah, okay.
Bye.